I never dreamed I would be a disciple of Christ. I wasn't looking to be a Christian. In fact, I don't call myself a Christian. I'd be honored if somebody else saw enough of Christ in me to call me a Christian, but I can't call myself a Christian. It would be like somebody coming up to you and saying, oh, what a humble man you are. You know, and you go around saying, oh, yes, I'm a humble man. Oh, we all go to the Church of Humility. We're all very humble in our church. We're humbles. You can't say that about yourself. Well, I can't say that I'm a Christian either. It's the same thing. I can say that I'm a disciple of Christ. That somebody asked me, I said, are you still walking with Jesus? You know, because of Trip in the 60s, they think I've fallen back into my old ways. So I get a lot of emails. Are you still walking with Jesus? I said, no, I'm not walking with Jesus anymore. I said, it's gone far beyond that. I said, now I'm walking in Christ. You know, and Christ walks in me. You know, I'm not walking with him, holding my hand, leading me. He walks within me. You know, these steps I take are his steps. I watch him take steps. These are his words coming out of my mouth. His eyes looking at you right now, see? And I can see Christ looking at me through your eyes because he lives in you. And I tell people that. People say, well, how do you know Christ is living? How can you say Christ is living in me? I'm an atheist. I say, I know Christ is living in you. How can you say that? I said, well, take these three fingers, put them right up under your chin there and press in. I said, you feel that carotid artery going thump, thump, thump? Yeah, I said, that's Christ knocking on your door, pal. And if he ever stops knocking, you're going to be flat on the floor dead. So if he is the way, the truth, and the life, then he's the life in every person. He's in every person. If it wasn't, they'd be dead. And so I know he's in there. It's just that they don't know it yet. And how are they going to know it if we judge them and put them down and call them a bunch of dirty, rotten sinners? It just love them. Love them. Gently, maybe they'll wake up from their sleep and realize that Christ is in here knocking. You know, and if we learn to surrender to reality, you know the scripture that says, I am the way, the truth, and the life? The word truth in the original Greek should have been more accurately translated as reality. You know, I am the way, the reality, and the life. And God speaks to us through reality. You know, God spoke the universe into existence. Let there be life. The universe blew into existence. So the universe was created through language. And what's the purpose of language? It's to communicate. That's why we talk to each other. So you can look at the universe and say, this is God's language. Well, what is the language there? It's to communicate in his presence. It's like saying, hey, I'm here. Only he said, let there be light. And because everything is still growing, like, you know, the tips of these flowers here, that's a new creation. That's never been before. So creation is still going on. Babies are being conceived and being born. Puppies are being born. Dolphins are being, birds are hatching out of eggs. Creation, God is still speaking, but we're not listening. We're building houses and building fast cars and going to the moon and talking into microphones, you know, instead of listening to the wind and the trees and the birds and the children and the dogs barking, and you know, because that's God's voice. Everything, this is all, this lamp, this table, it's all God speaking. It's little electronic molecules, little electrons and protons and neutrons and photons, all bundled together in different densities that form glass and metal and carpets and flesh. And it all came from the stars. It's dust, stardust. It settled down on the earth and then came into the roots and into the food. And we ate the food and now it became part of our body. It's such a magnificent mystery. And we're walking through it like we're hypnotized into this dream of societal dream of, oh yes, I'm an American. Oh, well, you're an African. You know, oh, you're a, you know, from the Philippines. Oh, you're different than I am. You know, you're an Arab. Well, oh, you're a Christian. Oh, well, I'm a Muslim. Well, I'm a Buddhist. Well, you're a, I mean, all of these labels, and we're just all people. There's a song we used to sing in the 60s. Close your eyes and point your finger on a map and let it linger. Any place you point your finger to, there's someone with the same type blood as you. Doesn't matter if you're in Africa or Alaska. Doesn't matter if you're in San Diego, California, or Zurich, Switzerland, or what's the name of this town? Siegen, Germany. There's someone in this town that has the same type blood as me. We're blood of blood. We're bone of bone. We have the same DNA. We are the human race. And it's only our local, colloquial T teachings from childhood that make us think we're different from each other. I saw a little girl being asked the other day, a little Arab girl, 3 years old, about the Jews. She says, oh, that they're pigs and monkeys and we need to kill them all. 3 years old. So see, she's being domesticated, programmed, and the little Jewish girls are being taught the same thing about the Arabs. When's it gonna stop? We take our children and we fill them with these lies because we've been led to believe a lie by our parents, who were led to believe a lie by their parents. And on it goes back to thousands of years. When are we gonna wake up and realize we're all people? We're just human beings. I love this song, John Lennon's Imagine. You know, imagine there's no heaven. You know, it's easy if you try. No hell down below us, above us only sky. That this is the moment of salvation. This is the only moment. The only access we have to life is right now. There is no future. There's no past. That's all mind stuff. All of our imaginings of tomorrow, that's all mental imaginings. You know, it's like fantasy land that we live in our mind. Because reality is, this is reality right now. This is where life is right now. There's no life tomorrow. There's no life yesterday. The only life that exists right now in this present moment. Everywhere in the universe right now is now. And this is where life is. This is our access to God. This is our access to Christ right now. And it's always now. But our mind, we're taught, we're hypnotized to think certain patterns. And our poor little brains, especially when we're children, we think it's all true because mommy told me, daddy told me, the teacher told me. You know, oh, don't wear red. Red is da-da-da-da-da. Oh, don't wear blue. Blue is da-da-da-da-da. Oh, that's their colors over there. We don't wear their colors because they're the enemy. And we believe it. And so we see things through these filters of belief. Our brains are filled with filters of different inaccurate beliefs. And that's what Christ says. Don't try to help somebody take a splinter out of their eye when you have a plank, a beam in your own eye. Well, all of these belief systems are beams in our eyes, and we can't see reality because of the beams. And so the whole purpose of life for Mari, my wife and I, is to try and allow God through the unfolding of reality to reveal what beams are within us so that we can give those beams to Christ in this moment, this present, just give it to God right now. And when we do, well, then all of a sudden, but you have to be willing to know that your whole belief system is going to change. Your whole belief system will change because you'll start to see things more clearly. You know, like now we see through a glass dimly, but as we surrender to Christ, then the beams and the splinters start to come out of our eyes and we start to see things. We realize that there's no difference between a black man and a white man. There's no difference between a Muslim or a Mormon, you know, between a Buddhist or a Shintoist. You know, the only difference is the way they think. That's the only difference. And the reason we think that way is because we've been taught that from childhood. But the truth of it is, the reality of it is that we are blood of blood, bone of bone. We are the human race. We are the people of God. We are created in His image. We've all been forgiven. How many knees are going to bow? What does the scripture say? Every knee. Every knee will bow. How many tongues are going to confess? Every tongue will confess. So I just look at the whole world and see them eventually someday on bended knees. And I won't even be looking at them because I'm going to be doing the same thing they're going to be doing. I'm going to be in awe of this infinite source of life that created us. You know?